I don't sleep.
We will back up. Public hearing is not closed. We'll be back up again.
Well, I thought the public hearing is closed. So I have one quick question for you, and that is this application is, I would say, industrial of sorts for sure. So the question is why conditional use versus a different, an actual change of zone?
That was the request that came in, was a conditional use, and in the AR1 zoning district, industrial uses can be considered as a conditional use.
Okay, and then setbacks as it relates to differences between an AR1 conditional use versus that of something that's industrial. So talk to me about the varying setbacks.
In this instance, it would have a 30-foot setback off of Brazier and a 40-foot setback off of 113. Depends on the industrial zone. You could have a 50-foot setback, or you could have something greater. But the zoning, all the industrial zonings have different setbacks.
Okay, but I mean, would you consider that this is of an industrial type? I guess my question is if this was a different zone based on what we're seeing, based on what was presented today, would that affect the setbacks?
If it was a different zone, the setbacks, that we would have to comply with whatever the setbacks are for that zoning classification.
Okay. Okay, that's all, Mr. President.
Anybody else? We're going to close the public hearing. And does anybody have any reason to, you want to ask any questions in the public record? Or we'll get a closed public record. Okay, closed public record. We'll close public record.
Hey, maybe, I'm sorry, she left, but she did ask a question that I haven't heard an answer to. The question was if there was, if the methane process, if the levels got elevated, they told us that they would shut down, the processing would continue. And she wanted clarification of how is that possible.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we don't know.
Mr. Moore, if you need a short title.
Yes, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an electrical generation and nutrient recovery facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 16.71 acres more or less, with planning and zoning's recommendation of reasons number 1 through 11 with conditions 12A through O.
Mr. President.
Mr. Cole.
I'd like to make a motion. We have had a lot of stuff put in front of us here today, and I think it would be appropriate if we deferred and not made a decision today so we can
have a motion. Mr. Cole.
Second.
Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Harlett.
I would vote yes in favor of the deferral to digest all the information we had received today.
Mr. Burton.
I'm in favor of that recommendation.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes, I'm in favor of deferral.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes, we're going to defer. And the last question I got, Ms. Cornwell, has anybody shown up for changes on 1843?
You might want to ask and see if there's anybody in the audience.
Anybody here for change of zone 1843 in the Concord area near Seaford? Anybody?
You heard from anybody?
Last I heard is they were on their way, but that was over 2 hours ago.
Okay.
So I'm guessing they were not able to make it in.
Mr. Moore, we have no body here for a record.
That is correct.
And so we have no option.
That is correct. We can read the short title and then take a vote on that one.
So,
we're in business here, okay.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 2.181 acres more or less.
Make a motion. We approve. Don't we put any affirmative in any vote? No.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Trying to follow the rules.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Unless you want to change.
To grant change in zone 1843. Questions on that motion? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Based on no appearance from the application, I will have to deny.
Thank you, sir.
No, we're not doing...
This is another application.
You're confused. We're doing something else, folks.
Mr. Burton?
Based on no public record, my vote is for denial.
Wilson?
I vote with Mr. Burton's vote.
Mr. Cole?
Yes, to deny.
I also, lack of public record, vote to deny. Motion change in zone 1843 is denied. Entertained a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
Mr. Cole, any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I did catch you. Mr. Wilson?
I got you.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're adjourned. Who had a question?